A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 21st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. We also want to take this opportunity to welcome our Facebook viewers. My name is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about preparations for the festive season, that is Christmas. And of course, many Zimbabweans are complaining that all is not well because of the worsening economic and political crisis.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077.
And Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
And of course, Zimbabwe next week joins other Christian nations in commemorating Christmas, an annual festival celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, observed primarily on December 25th. But a survey by Studio 7 shows that the holiday mood is not catching on in a country facing food and cash shortages and also a worsening fuel crisis. Many say it's reminding them of the 2008 hyperinflation years.
Today we want to hear from you, our viewers and listeners, about your preparations for Christmas.
And as usual, if you wish to join our show, phone us directly at this number, 001-619-2077, and we'll call you right back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also find us on our Twitter handles, Studio 7 VOA and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat again, our Twitter handles, Studio 7 VOA and VOA Ndebele. Yebambe mahlabe zulu linjani lapho khona dina lapha ke siyaphila e Studio 7. Namhlanje sifisa ukuthi lina yini okumele libe likhuluma hathi thina ngoba sikhuluma ngekhefu leKhisimusi. Ikhefu leli libuya ngesikhathi abantu bebhekane nokunengi okubahluphayo okunjengokusilela kwamafutha ezimota, kuzobuya njalo amafutha okupheka, kuzobuya lokunye nje ukudla okuthize. So nxa sikhangela kathesi ke kukhanya ngazani imali yasilela kakhulu emabhanga kule ndwendwe ezinye ezimangalisayo, kuzobuya lokunye ke okulihluphayo sizokuthi ke abantu abanengi lithi khona elikubonayo yikuthi umnotho usubhidlikile sibili okungani kufuze kungani kuyahambelana lo 2008 ngesikhathi lapho ongeke wathola khona ukudla endaweni eziningi kwele Zimbabwe, njalo kuhlupha ukuthi ukuthenge lokho kudla. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje nxa liku Facebook lingakhohlwa ukuthi lisithumezele umlayezelo ku VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7 le VOA Shona. Lithi umlayezelo khonapho sizaxoxalani mahlabe zulu kunjalo mfowethu.
Hunguka hama wadiwa nasi tila utitinge tichitaura nezwe gadziro yenyu ye zororo re Khisimusi shondo rinouya. Tukuza wakuti pane wakawanda varukubwa ku diaspora Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Injiva.
Injiva.
Wakananga ku Zimbabwe kuno batanane muri. Asi vamwewo vanenge vachienda kumakereke vanhu vachitawo zvakasiyana siyana. Saka tuda kunzwa kuti imi vatereri vedu nevamwe vari kutionawo apa zvivhitivhiti munenge muchiitei makasununguka kuti mutifonere kana kunyora paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona, VOA Ndebele kana kuti VOA Zimbabwe muchitudza zvamunenge muchiita. Tinobva tanyorera vamwe kuti tivazivisewo kuti ndo zvamuri kuita. Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. That is Reverend Levi Kadenge, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge, and also Reverend Hussein Sibanda. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think this is the second Christmas running.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Let's start with the Reverend Kadenge. What's the situation like in Harare and, you know, Christmas festivities start today, I guess? How is the mood in Harare?
Yeah, the mood is flamboyant and everybody is happy. People are running around, and in the town, you cannot just cross the town. The cars are just packed. Mm-hmm. It's more or less chaotic, and that's the mood which is in town.
Mm-hmm. And Reverend Hussein Sibanda, how is it like in Blawai?
Well, yeah, it is busy as well. In fact, this evening there are Christmas carols at the amphitheater organized by the city council. So a lot of people have gone there. But also in town itself, people are doing last-minute shoppings. Yesterday, I was at the border, a Plumtree border coming into Bulawayo, coming into Zimbabwe. I arrived at about 6 p.m., just to show you, and I left at 1 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, it's packed. Those guys, the immigration guys were telling me by the time I arrived around 6 p.m. that more than 4,000 cars had passed through.
Wow.
So it's hectic. So we have a lot of people who cannot go through Bright Bridge. We have now coming through Plumtree and people from Botswana. So we have a lot in Blawai right now. There are a lot of people from South Africa, Botswana and diaspora who are here. Mm-hmm. We are only missing two people, Gibbs and you. We are the only ones who are not here.
Mara tizabuya.
Yeah.
So I was ukuthi nxa sukhangele sibili ikhefu lekhisimusi livele lona litshoni baba Sibanda ngesintu sibili.
Yes, ikhefu leli lekhisimusi likhuluma ngokuthi sikhumbula ukuzalwa kukaJesu, ukuba uNkulunkulu wazifinqeza wazenza umuntu. Lokhu kuyisimanga njalo kuyimfihlo yakhe uNkulunkulu ukuthi kanti vele yena ongakwanisi ukugcwala, ogcwala indawo yonke, ongeke kwaba lento engakwanisi ukuthi imfinqeze, kodwa wazifinqeza. Wangena sibili waba ngumuntu, wangena lapha emhlabeni waba yingxenye yethu. Manje lokhu yisimanga esimangalisayo kakhulu esisikhumbulayo njalo. Nxa thina sikhumbula ngalokhu, siyacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasenzela isihawu.
Ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa nje ngamafutshane khonokho.
Christmas is a time when we are remembering the birth of Christ. I think the amazing part of the mystery of God is how God himself became a person. God who cannot be contained in anything. God who is incontainable. God who is invisible, who fills every space in the universe on earth. And however, he constrained himself and became a human being. So this is the mystery of God. But he did all these things because God was compelled, or God had mercy on us as humanity and wanted a way of reconciling himself to us. But not just reconciling himself, but also God wanted to be able to empathize, to be like us, to feel how do we as human beings feel, how do we manage the way our lives, so that he can be able to intercede and stand in for us. So it's a mystery, but also it's one of the blessed things that God did for humanity.
Regaiti dzoke kwa muriwo Reverend Kadenge, tichibvunza kuti iro zuva iri rakakosha zvakadii muupenyu hwevanhu, nekuti kazhinji tinongofunga kuti aiwa kunenge kuri kungodya chete anenge angori machikichori, asi chii chaizvo chakakoshera zuva iri? Reverend Kadenge?
Zuva iri rakakosha kwazvo, nokuti izuva guru mukati moupenyu hwevanhu zvikuru. Makristu anorifarira kwazvo nokuti ndiro zuva rakava kutsvagwa kwaJesu, Mwari achiita munana wake kuva munhu, kuti azvitorere kuzvarwa semunhu, agova semunhu, akugara sechesu, agova pakati pedu. Munana mukuru kwazvo iwoyo watinorangarira tichifara, tichi tichisangana tichikurukura semhuri sevanhu vanobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana vachiuya pamwe chete izuva ratinokoshesa kwazvo saka mufaro wacho wakawedzerwa zvikuru zvokuti vamwe vanogona kutosvika pakufa nokuti vanenge vafarisa kana kudhakwa kwakanyanya vanogona kufa nako asi isusu tinenge tichitarisira kuti tazvarirwa mwana tazvarirwa Jesu Mwari waburuka pakati pedu ari kutoshanda achitiropafadza nokutikomborera
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru manyatsojekesa kune avo vachangotibata nhasi tiri kutaura nezvekukosha kwezuva rekisimusi muchirongwa chedu tina Reverend Hussein Sibanda naReverend Dr Levi Kadenge tichitarisawo kudivi remakristu kuti vanenge vachiita sei nezvinotarisirwawo vanhu kuti vange vachiita asi kurudziro yatinogara tichipana Gibbs kutiwo vaya vanenge vachimborova hompeta musatyairi makadhakwa nekuti taona kuti mwedzi yapera vanhu vakawanda vanga vachirasikirwa neupenyu hwavo migwagwa migwagwa haina kumira zvakanaka nekudaro vanhu vanokurudzirwa kuti kazhinji kana munhu achinge anwa hake unokwanisa kutsvaga mumwe munhu asinganwe otyaira motikari kana kutotsvaga hako taxi zvinenge zviri nani kwete kuzotyaira wakadhakwa nekuti vanhu vari kurasikirwa neupenyu Gibbs.
Yes, we're blessing. We've got some messages on Facebook, on VOA in Debele. We've got Shaila Mavalega, utusubukele kuna ngapoke Canada. Kunjani kuna ngapoke Shaila Mavalega, Canada. Kuzo buya ke unnoel Foster uti kuna ngapoke nse Johannesburg. So again, this chere uti lubona njani iskati se Kisimos. Yeah, ulabantu kini kuna po blessing.
Tina Mike Sora, aruguti watching from Pietermaritzburg, South Africa. Thank you so much, Mike. Tina uyundi sunga nai kanga usaro arguti watching from Mpumalanga Nesprot. Thank you so much. Gabriel Rwadzisai arguti watching from Deben. Gabriel arguti wo please call me atipa namba yake. Tiaza kubata mkoma Gabriel. Tina Courtney Mpemi Koti arguti watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much Courtney Gibbs.
Yes, lo mpunzi wongile. Uti nansi nombolo yami ngicela limfonele kona manje sibona ngazani sizokufonela ke ngesiphangiphangi mpunzi size sibona futhi njalo omunye silaye ubakhathizane uti phela ye siyabona ukuthi abantu phela kumele benze kuhle ngesikhathi sekhisimusi abantu bajabule phela uti abantu kumele bencedane kakhulu ngoba kuba khona abaswelayo phela uti abaswelayo bafise kumele ukuthi bancedwe ngomakhelwane labantu nje abangani bangabanceda. So coming to you, Reverend Hussein Sibanda. So looking at the poor, you know, this is a period where you can have your neighbor who is actually poor, not having even, you know, a cup of tea. So what do you do to such people?
Well, I think that what's important, we need to remember that God gave us his son. It's a time of giving. It's a time of compassion. I think we as people, as humanity, need to remember that. So what we need to do is this is a good time to look around yourself. Are they orphans? Are they widows? Are they people who do not have any meal? This is the time when you can put together whatever you have and give it to them. So this is the encouragement we can have. There are so many people living in our northern suburbs, eastern suburbs, who are throwing away food. Surely you can put together all that food, all your groceries, and take it, send them, then take it to all the people within the church or people in the community and make sure that you give it away. I know most of the mayors in our cities have got cheer funds. So it's good time to take your clothes that you are not using and give it to someone else. A lot of churches are gathering gifts and giving it to the other privileged. It's time to do that. I think this is the encouragement we want to give to everyone. Let's remember our neighbors. And who is your neighbor? Is someone who lacks something and who's next to you?
Yes, I want to ignore you. Ngube uthi waphendula wathi amen mfundisi. Kuzobuya ke uNhlanhla Moses Ncube uthi uJesu kazalwanga ngalesi sikhathi. Kumele sikuxoxe konoko. So blessing, there is a message here from Nhlanhla Ncube says This is not the time when Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas is something different.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we can go to one of our reverends.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I actually think a lot of people want to argue about the date, the historical mm-hmm. accuracy of the date.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of Christians and people, the way we view this is that we do not know the date, probably it's not historically accurate,
mm-hmm.
but however, it's the thought, the remembrance.
That matters.
It's like, for instance, mm-hmm. a good example I can give
mm-hmm.
is we celebrate the Heroes Day,
mm-hmm.
where all the heroes, did they all die on Heroes Day?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we look for specific dates? We celebrate Heroes Day because we are remembering collectively
mm-hmm.
everyone. So it's like that about Christmas, mm-hmm. is to remember Christ. I think the challenge we've had is the commercialization of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that has happened, and that is what people need to pull away from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that clarification. Tine vamwe vatereri pa page yedu Egas Muvindi arikuti Cape Town asinasi andina time ye call. Tinotenda zvikuru. Chidondo chakakosha. Regeti dzokere kuna Reverend Dr. Kadenge, is he on the line? Reverend Kadenge?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, but are you not concerned, like here in America, I think there's concern that many people are now atheists, they are non-believers. Is this a cause for concern in Zimbabwe when it comes to Christianity?
Not in Zimbabwe, not at home. Here,
mm-hmm.
we have an oversupply of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, a good number are overdoing it, and sometimes the people are swindled money by the so-called mm-hmm. prophets and so forth. We have oversupply of Christianity here.
Mm-hmm.
And in all its forms, some dubious, some right. So actually, here we have oversupply. We are not running short of Christian.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Reverend Doctor.
So, Baba, Reverend Spanda, we are most humble. Is that what he kule oversupply yes Christu lapho
amasela
amasela izidlova labantu abantu umhlaba sibuye ukuchile ni
ye hayi is Christu ngapha into eseyenzakalayo ukuthi abantu ama engathi abahlala ku West Europe yabo America sebefike singathi post Christian era abaningi babo abasakholwa kuNkulunkulu abasakholwa njalo ukuthi kuvangeli ikanti lona antivangeli lasuka ngale Asia ladlula kibo kuqala la kuya ngapha kithi engxenye yokugcwalisa umbhalo othi abakuqala bazaba bokugcina ngapha ke eAfrica abantu abaningi bakholwa kuNkulunkulu kodwa udubo olusuka lube khona ukuthi abaningi ukukholwa kwabo kugcina kungagxili elizweni likaNkulunkulu kuba lezinto eziningi abantu asebegcina besengeza ngazo yikho ubaba umfundisi omkhulu uLezi ukadengathe ukukhuluma ukuthi sokulabana amaprophet abamanga ababenika abantu amanzi abane bebanika izintambo abanye besithi hayi bona yiba bakwansi ukwenza lokhu lalokhuyana ungananzelela baye beziphakamisa bona bengaphakamisi uNkulunkulu lelizwi likaNkulunkulu basebesenza izinto ezingaphandle kwelizwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngakho ungaziboni ngene bandleni abangalandeli ilizwi likaNkulunkulu akumele unanzelele kakhulu.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke khonapho ke. All what he's saying is that, of course, you expect to have so many of these people, some of them false prophets, some of them into wizardry and all those kind of things. So he says, you know, it all started from this side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so people in America, for example, are no longer too much into Christianity because it started with them. Now it's in Africa, it's in Zimbabwe, where people can do anything.
Yeah,
I think you've seen even some preachers walking on top of people, you know,
yeah,
promising certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
indeed, it's a cause for concern.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Christmas. And our guests this evening, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge and Reverend Hussein Sibanda.
Yes, we call her.
We have a caller?
Richard Moy, yeah. Baba, Richard Moy, kunjani bo?
Sanibonana kunjani.
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Ngithi cha-cha ngesindebele. Ngosungela la ngesishona yawazi ukwalisa konke.
Okay, ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuthi ngilibingile lapho nabo Reverend nabo Blessing Zulu ninjani lapho. Indaba ye-Christmas le, indaba ehle kakhulu nathi siyayithokozela. Ukufika kelanga leli le-Christmas into yenza ukuthi nathi sibe bantu labo bajabulile ngelanga lifana le ukuthi ilanga laka Kristu balithiye ngalo ukuthi libe isikhathi fana le. So into ijabulisa kakhulu leyo, so siyathokoza. Mara into esifana sikhulume ngayo ezinye izinto, sazi nonyaka nje izinto azikhambi kahle lapha ekhaya for abantu baningi, umnotho, isimo semali, njalo njalo. I-Christmas yonyaka nje abantu baningi bazoyidla ngokuhlupheka. Mara akuna nkinga, mara sijabulela impilo i-Christmas ukuthi uNkulunkulu ilanga lakhe azalwa ngalo, sizojabulela lokho. Iyo indaba ngafuna ukukhuluma ngayo. And futhi enye into, ngizwile bo-referend lapho bakhuluma ngendaba yokuba namasondo amaningi, njalo njalo, njengathi abafundisafunda. Ukuba namasondo amaningi ayisinginga, and ngingekuthi akuna isondo lapha emhlabeni as the world, isondo lelithi leli ilaka uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu ngiyo yena kwaphela wazi ngikuthi basho amasondo azo amaningi, mara kunesikhathi sokuthi i-judgment uNkulunkulu ngiyo uzokwazi ukuthi laba ngiyobathandazayo, laba ngiyothi ayisisikhathi sokuthi sikhone kusibhekane ukuthi kuna baprofeti abanye bayenzani, le ayisi yethu. So kunoreverend laba ayi-two ma singene emhathweni lofana lo iradio ingena abakristu abaningi, ayisinto yokuthi isondo leli amanye amasondo awaprofeti ayisinto fana. Even nami njengami ngimfundisi nginekereke, mara akuna ikereke esithi le yiyo yakaNkulunkulu. Sonke siyafana, mara ekugcineni uNkulunkulu nguye ozokwazi ukuthi le isondo ungubani uzongena le. Kuyofana ukuthi sonke lana siyafana, akula lo uthi lo number one, number two, njalo njalo. Umuntu ma yisela ngizake noNkulunkulu, mara ekugcineni uJesu Kristu uyazazi. That's why athi yekhelani bakhule kuzokubonekwa ngesikhathi sokugcina. So yiyo into ufuna ukukhuluma ngayo leyo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Ufisa ukukhuluma la ngesishona? Kuma lo Blessing Zulu.
Ndiloda kutshona nishona, ndilotenda. Regai ndifare nditende zvikuru. Nekuti Christmas izuva rakanaka rakakosha. Asi tokutanga kumhuri yekwedu yeZimbabwe, tiri Christmas yegore ino taipinda tiri dambudziko rakakura zvose nyaya yekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, mara hakuna kumusha. Muri kungoona zviriko zviri kungoitika kuZimbabwe, hazvina kumira zvakanaka. But zvisine izvazvo chatoda kungotinda nokufare nekuti zuva reChristmas tiri kusina chinhu, but tinongorifare tongoripemberera. Tinongotenda riri zuva rakaberekwa Ishe wedu, nokufanira kukurudzira. Sada kukurudzira hama dzangu zhinji, kudai mukagona kufamba zvakanaka muChristmas kamunogara, musagona kufarisa. Musitarisisa nyeye mataona mukati menzira, mubatsiro vamwe. Ndinopesa mashoko kupesera kuna na Reverend vaviri vangu vachitaura panhau yekunzi kuwanda kamakereke haisi nhau. Kuwanda kamakereke haisi problemu yemunhu kauti yana Reverend kauti yavafundisi ndizva mwari nokuti kanzi mazopi makereke achava mazhinji achidana zita raJesu Kristu. Asi tiri zvakadaro saizvi hakuna chichi yatingati iyo ndo number one.
Havana kuti makereke awandirei vamoyo, havana kuti makereke awandirei vati kune akasiyana siyana, kune mamwewo enhema kana mbhaibheri zvirimo izvozvo kuti kuchauyawo maprofita enhema, zvinongosiyana siyana. Haisi nyaya yekuti awandirei ayo.
Aiwa ndatenda zvangu, ndapenda kuti izvo zvenhema haisazvi zvedu, zvinosipana namwari mapisiro azvo. But tanhasi tiri kuda kufarira zuva rekuti Christmas yasvika kuti vanhu vafarira.
Saka imi muri kuti here hakuna maprofita enhema?
Halo,
muri kuti hakuna maprofita enhema here kuti tikavaona tinogona kuti zvimaakutsaudzira hamusi kuita zvechechi?
No, handisi kuti havako venhema. Venhema vakawandisa, venhema vari kuvazhinji. But ndiva kuti venhema vari kuvazhinji, like kuwanda kemakereke nokuwanda kwozvose zvinozoonekwa pakuchekwa kumapedzisiro. Umbavha nezvitsotsi zviriko, asi regai zvakadaro zvikuru wazopesera. Saka izvo zvazvo zvinozviri kumapedzisiro, asi kuti nhema nekuwanda kwavachiri mafeki ariko. But zvisinei zvazvo, but pazuva rinatsi tinoda kuzva kupemberera zuva rokuberekwa Kristu wedu Jesu kuvanhu vose, chere usinganamati, chere unga wamupi ari kufarirwa zuva reKristu. But mashoko angu pesera kukurudzira kuvana veZimbabwe, ngatizamei kubatsirana zvikuru, kunyanya mukati menzira. tino zama town arikuwanda zvifambiso mukati menyika midamuna ngatikurudzirane kachinge taona paita town ngatichikewe ipapo tibatsire kunyanya fama nezimotokari zvakakosha kuti tifambe nemagloves kamasikoma kaona vanonga vakuvara musatya kusvika pavari kana kuvabatsira nekuti vamwe vanonga vakapera vatsvira mumotokari kana muchinge masiko ipapo munovabvunza mazita kana vachinge ramba kanyara sevanhu vanonga kuwana atateke usafunga kuti wafa bari musvika ipapo mavasitaudza kana vachinge vakanyarara zvinani kuti muguru kwaza vakuvapuresa pachifuva muchivafemera urgent vanokwanisa kumuka saka tinoti kurudzira tibatsirane zvikuru tive nekrismas yakanaka inodiwa Jesu Kristu Nazareta tibatsirane munzira dzose kunyanya mumataunhi ari kuwandisa mukati menyika saka ndino mashukuru anoda kutenda zvikuru nana reverend vangudawo vatenda ndisiwasurikuzatira kwavo kwakakosha kwakanaka kuti saizvozvo
tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you. Have a blessing.
Tinotenda. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Courtney mwe muteereri wedu. Makadii mukoma Courtney? Mukoma Courtney?
Hello, murumbe.
Aiwa tiri kukunzwa itaurai zvenyu chinzwe mapinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa ndapinda. Christmas ndikati Christmas ndinonzwira anzi dzikune vanhu vasina mibero. Christmas yasarirwa kuti zvidhakwa zvedu isusu.
Indawo muchidaro.
Kuzvinyika yedu yezimbabwe chete kuchiuchiungani kwaidoro chete masupraya chete saka mupunga nezvozvakada zvekuti vana vafare neita se hakuna hazvida kunyika ndotonzwira hangu tiva vasina midoro isu tidhava tichingogafura zvetichionakirwa tiri kumabhava
kuitaingo
kare kuma1997 kucheka mabhurugwa ezvigamba yaya ukapuwa dhora ukaenda kumashopu unouya unonoteka zvokuti uya kaadza kumapoketi nezvitikosa hauchisina
zvehamusi makupedzera here mari yenyu kubva vana mukoma Courtney musingatenge raisi racho
aiwa raisi unotumira kumusha zvedu handikusha kwafuro capital vasingetumira hangu musha vanari vavari shete ndanegrasi kuna vasina kwanisi kutengawo chikafu chakaita sechocho hai zvakaoma
saka kana muchitumira grocery zvinenge zvichifamba sei apa mune muchitumira nani nana malaicha
aiwa haatoisa pabhazi cape town ani mabhazi akawandisa ana chiwa ana muhenzo ana murira mangokanda pabhazi votoenda kumusha
saka mune muchibhadhariswa mari manje kutumira zvinhu
mukati
munobhadhariswa mari kutumira zvinhu kumusha
zvodhipenda kungotaura navo kuti hatina mari kungotaura navo madhiraivha havambodi mari akawandisa seri ndoidikwara 100 rand kana 200 rand kutoenda vanhu kumusha zvina kwanyaya kuomazvesereiso ari kuvatiri kudiaspora zviri sefu kati ari kuzvimba mahwana ari kukanganyisha adinyerwa
saka imi pachristmas muri kuita sei muchashanda here kana kuti
ndinoshanda indoita basa remaoko ndoshanda handiitoshanda christmas ndotiri pabasa manheru nenda hangu bao
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Courtney nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru of course you heard what Courtney is saying there that the only thing that is available according to him is just beer you know so he's feeling pity for those who don't drink like Mr. Dube and Mr. Zulu they don't drink
yeah so bad Christmas
I don't know I don't think it's only beer that makes Christmas exciting but of course we respect his views Gibbs
let's go to Reverend Katenge are you still on the line Reverend Katenge
yes I'm there
now looking at the situation right now in Zimbabwe we see that many people are finding it very difficult to even purchase a single meal for Christmas. So what is your take on that? And, you know, at the end of the day, how are you going to help them as a minister of religion, maybe to make them feel a bit better?
Yeah, it's true that people are suffering and people do not have a lot and some are actually starving, and yet we are in the festive season. So some Christians have come together, bought some goods, and they have distributed them to individuals who need them. So there is a lot which people are doing and helping one another. But the situation is dire, which means that a lot of people are not going to enjoy Christmas as they should, because there is a shortage of most commodities.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are there, they are very expensive. So at the end of the day, whatever is there, you go and buy, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have money, you can't buy them. So there are a lot of people who are running short of these things,
mm-hmm.
if they are there. So it's because of our economy, where we do not have money, and things are skyrocketed. You cannot get more than $100 in a bank,
mm-hmm.
and you are supposed to swipe and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have money ready to go and swipe or buy things by EcoCash.
Thank you.
You have to have money, but people don't have money.
Thank you very much. Slow Baba, Tristan Ndlovu, Ekwani. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani, baba?
Siyaphila. So, le phone limbijana ukuthi sikuzwe, Tristan Ndlovu.
Okay.
Yes. Ungathini ke? Ya, sesikuzwa kathesi. Ungathini ke ngechefu leChristmas?
Hayi, indaba le nzima kakhulu, baba. Special umnotho lo sekhaya, hayi. Mina ngilana nje, hayi, besithi izinto kuzoba ngcono, kodwa hayi, kungani, hayi, kuyehlula. Ya, kuyehlula impela. Thumela amagrosali manje, liyazi ukuthi izinto uma sekungu-December zibize kanjani. Igrosali encane nje, isishabo 1.6, 1.0. Ngabona ibhasi ngigibeza usisi wami uhambe Wednesday. Ibhasi liyenza malini R1,000 ukuthi ayofika ewandle. Ngenxa yesimo nje esisekhaya asibi kakhulu.
Ye, kodwa-ke ubathumezele ngani kuzabenelisa yini?
Kuzophela nje after inyear. Kumele siphande okunye futhi.
Ye, kodwa kuzabanceda phela.
Ya, khona kuzobanceda.
Ye, akukhulume-ke umlayezelo wakho wekhisimusi, akutshela uZulu ukuthi ufuna umtshelani.
Angikuzwa kahle.
Abantu ungabatshelani-ke ngekhisimusi. Okufisayo sibili okusesifubeni sakho. Khuluma okufisayo sibili.
Ngathi nje happy Christmas kubo, bara iChristmas yangkhona ayikho happy. Ngiyalibona ukuthi abanazinto, akunama-cold drinks, bayakhala nje, kodwa ngizothini. Abancenge kulokho nje abanakho. UNkulunkulu ngeke uzosibona ukuthi siphuma kanjani kule ndawo esikuyo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Ndlovu. Siyabonga kakhulu, baba.
Okay, ngibonga mina.
Yes, so that is Mr. Ndlovu. Mm-hmm. Tristan is in South Africa. He's saying that this Christmas appears to be a little bit down, you know, and mm-hmm. He says he sent his sister to Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
and he had to pay R1,000 for her to travel from Johannesburg to Wange.
Wow.
And he says that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really feeling pity for Zimbabweans because there are no mineral drinks mm-hmm. in certain areas. So he says this is going to be a very dull Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Of course, remember there's a story we did with Delta,
yeah.
the manufacturers of Coca-Cola in Zimbabwe, and they were saying that they do not have foreign currency that they actually need to manufacture some of those drinks, and they were also promising that if they don't get money from the RBZ, I think they need about 10 million for both drinks and beer. So they were saying that there might be a shortage of beer in January if the situation does not improve. And that can be a bit problematic. Tinamkoma Gabriel, Mwemtereri Parunari Magadi.
Tinamkoma Magadi, Mwemkoma Leti.
Ndiri Bozo Angu. Imi Mwemkoma Gabriel, Murikubi.
Ndiri Johannesburg.
Oh, Grise Ejon.
South Africa. Hayi kuno kuri nani kune kuroda kutombonaya naya zvako.
Asi gore rino hanzi kunenge kune nzara uko handiti.
nzara ichange iripo because zvi zvakaringwa zvacho zvazvatsva zvichi zvakawanda zvacho.
Aiwa tinotenda kuti tichawana nyangwe ikumwa kana zvanyanya kurema kungozvipira kumusiki. Asi mukoma Gabriel, tiudzewo nezvigadziriro yenyu yekisimusi zvakamira sei?
Mukoma Blessing, hatidi kunyeperana. Tine dambudziko hwani rekuti munyika medu munoita kunge mune vanhu vanorarama nyika yavo vega, vamwe vachirarama nemwe nyika inorwadza. Nokuti iko zvinezvi kutaura chokwadika, kuti munhu asimuke kubva kuno kusouth africa kuenda kuzimbabwe anenge ava anofanirwa kunge aine $1,500 yekuinda kuHarare. Saka as compared maprize anga ari ma$400-$350. Saka it's a lot of money.
Saka mari yakakwira kubva pa 400 kusvika pa 1000 chii?
1,200 to 1,500.
Hai, kushandisa bhazi.
Vari kuona kuti vanhu vacho vanenge paine pressure kayekuti vanhu vada kungomhanya kuenda kumusha. Saka vari kukwidza vakomana vemabhazi.
Imi muri kuenda here kumusha kana kuti mune mungori pajona?
Ndakatobva kumarimwezuro chaiwo kwandakatobva kuzimbabwe. Ndakatoendawo ndabhadhara wa800 kuenda kuzimbabwe last week yandaa ndiri paoff. Saka zimbabwe hakusi kunakidza kugara, mukoma Blessing. Zvinhu zvese zvinotaurwa mumanewspaper nana Herald kuti zvinhu zvakanaka, zvinhu zviripo, hakuna chechinoshota. Asi ukange uri paground ndokwaunoona kuti aiwa zveshuwa, tiri kurarama munyika ine vamwe vanorarama pavo vega. Because kana iri sefio unonzwa mumanewspaper uchitaurwa kuti aiwa fio reripo, minista vachidaidzira kuti aiwa takatotenga fio yakakwana. Asi makiu acho haasi kupera. Chero tikaenda kumusha tichida kumbofamba vakakumbonosvika kumareserva kunoona vabereki, unototadza kana kufamba. Zvaakupedzisira zvaakuita kuti vabereki voti vana vavo vatirasa. Kana uchangorora unonzwa kunzi ndofunga mukadzi wacho ndiye akuita kuti murume asi achauya kumusha kuzotiona sevabereki. Saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurema.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. That there was Gabriel. He's in Johannesburg, South Africa, and he's saying he went to Zimbabwe last week, and he's saying things are really tough. Queues everywhere. So he's saying that, you know, it's a tough time for many people.
Please wait.
So I think we've got a stray call. Maybe we're going to sort it out. Let's go back to Reverend Hussein Span. Baba Spanda, xa sisikhangele sibili ngezikhathi lezi zekhisimusi, siyakwazi ukuthi kulabanye abadakwa kubi, njalo kulabanye abatshayela izimota ngendlela engayisiyo. So ke ungabatshelani bolaba abantu abanjalo, umfundisi Spanda?
Hayi, ucela abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi bantu bakithi asinanzelele nini lapha emgwaqweni ngenxa yokuthi impilo iba khona kanye. Njalo ke akumelanga ukuthi senze into ezalimazisa abanye abantu, ikakhulu laba abanye bethu abanathayo. Isikhathi sokuthi abantu bananzelele ukuthi ukunatha kwakho akusoze kulimaza abanye abantu kumbe kuphinde kuchithiza impilo zabanye abantu. Isikhathi sokuthi ngaba abantu bayahlala phansi nxa kungadingakali ukuthi ukuhambahambe emgwaqweni. Mbona ngani isikhathi sokuthi uhlale lemundle yakho, ube lesikhathi sokukhulumisana labanye. Njalo ke kube isikhathi sokuthi abantu bekhangele impilo yabo ukuthi kumnyaka ozayo kuyini umuntu angakwenza. Isikhathi esiningi kodwa singathatha singachitha isikhathi sethu sinatha okudakayo sisenze izinto ezinjalo. Mbona ngani ukucabanga kwethu kuyasiphala.
Ye, ngicela ukufake nje 1 minute ngesikhiwa khonokho.
I would like to encourage all fellow Zimbabweans and citizens to say, please, this time, let's try to be sober. Let's make sure that we do not drive and risk other people's lives because we are drunk. And also, it's not just your life, but it's other people that, you know, that may end up losing their lives or get injured And also it's a time for us to be sober and reflect on our life. That is, for 2019, what are your plans? What have you achieved this year? What can we achieve next year? And I think sometimes you need to be a little bit more sober, I guess, to be able to think about these things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. What's the matter? Talk to Ngobizita. Ngobizita, kunjani Ndlovini?
Ngiyaphila baba ninjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho baba Ndlovu?
Oh, mina ngikhuluma ngise Jimisini eSouth Africa.
Yeah, akusho ukuthi ubona njani isikhathi seChristmas?
Hey, isikhathi seChristmas ngisibona sisikhathi esinzima kakhulu lesi. Since nje sabakhona nje, hayi. Esa this time singathi sinzima kakhulu ngoba izinto ziyadura ezitolo yena abantu imisebenzi ayikho so isikhathi esinzima kakhulu lesi.
Nxa usukhangela ke khona ngapho eJohannesburg kume njani?
Hayi uma ngikhuluma ngapha kwamakhelwane hayi konke nje kusasengconywana kukabi njengalokhu engikushiye ekhaya nje ensukwini ezimbalwa ngisuke ekhaya.
Ye uthole kunjani khona ngale khaya?
Hayi ekhaya ngize ngihambe ngigcwele kukubi kakhulu izinto bezingathengeki abantu abasebenzayo bancane abantu abathola imali bancane mina imali yakhona ukuthi uyithole uyithola nzima kunzima nje angifuna ukukhuluma manje into ziyadura ezidura kakhulu.
Zidura kangakanani?
Hayi kusho ukuthi nje kunale amabhondi lawo amabhondi kusho ukuthi nje ma ushintshela kumabhondi kuba abuye engathengi wona amabhondi kodwa ma uthenga ngerandi ubukeka ngathi imali yakhona ubukeka ngathi kusho ukuthi kahle izinto zakhona ma uthenga ngamarandi akukhuphukanga lutho kuyafana nje nangapha eSouth Africa kuningi kwakhona kodwa mase ushintshela amarandi lawa nama-dollars kumabhondi ngayo yikho kubuya ngathi hayi akuthengeki man.
So kodwa ubajiyele ekhaya ubajiyele okunye nje abaza kudla ekhaya
baba
ubajiyele abaza kudla ekhaya
hayi vele kungenza ukuthi ngihambe nje ensukweni ezimbili bekhala kakhulu ekhaya ukuthi izinto ngapha zinzima sithola nisizane nikhona ngapha nami ngathi hayi mangivele ngithenge ngapha ngathenga ngapha ngafika ngabaphathela nje hayi bajabula kakhulu.
Hayi-ke siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu ungathenelwa kusasa.
Hayi nami ngiyabonga ukungena ohlelweni.
Kulungile mfowethu. So that is Mr. Ngobizita Ndlovu. He's in Germiston in South Africa. So he's saying, you know, he was at home recently, but according to what he saw, things are too bad. He says, you know, when you're using the rand, it's not too bad. But when you're using the bond notes, it really hits you. So he says you rather use runs instead of bond notes.
Let's go to Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Now, Reverend Kadenge, tell us about your plans. What will be happening at the Methodist Church?
Lots of things. There'll be preaching, singing, praying, and after that we have tea, and you talk to people, you share, you celebrate, you invite each other, you go to each other's place, and then the day is over. Yes.
And usually, already, do you have the verse that you'll be preaching? What goes in the Methodist church? You have many churches, I know, throughout the country. Yes, is there like one main theme?
It's about the birth of Christ. Yes.
So there's a common theme in all the Methodist churches?
Yes. Yes, yes. There's a common theme about celebrating His coming and His being together with us. Born in the manger, and visitors coming to see him, and giving him gifts, and you know, all those things which are related to Christmas. So it's like always we do the same thing, but in a different way each time of the year. When that time comes. So there is a lot of activity at the church, and people are happy to see each other, to worship together, and to praise God.
And it's open to everyone, by the way. People are saying, oh, things might be tough. I can just walk in and worship with others.
Yes, you can just walk in. Doesn't matter whether you're Methodist or not, whether you're Christian or not. You can just come and listen to the word. And it may be that that day you will understand. So it's open to anyone.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yeah, we've got messages here on Facebook, VOA Studio 7. Peter Maone Kesa says, I'm watching you from Tembisa. Steve Rice Kurima says, Christmas is a time for giving. Then Mutete Brighton says, I'm enjoying the show. Thank you so much, Brighton. My Trevor says, Christmas is giving time. Christmas is loving time. Singing the song which you used to sing when we were kids. She must be enjoying, right? My Trevor there. Noel Maposa says, good evening, I'm watching you live. See you next year again. To people in 2019. Maybe we may have US dollars. Lingabakona, Lapake, Zimbabwe. Then I've got Wellington Vulda, who says, I'm watching you from South Africa in Pretoria. Then we've got Bridget Moyo Ngube, who says, I'm watching you from Gwanda in Matabeleland South, that is Zimbabwe. Tobela Mtatube says, I'm watching you guys from Massachusetts in USA. Thank you so much all for watching us. Do you have anybody here?
We also have Tapiwa Chindima. Tapiwa Chindima is saying, please help me. I'm asking for Dewa Mavinga's SA number. Well, okay, Tapiwa, we'll contact Mr. Dewa for you and see if he can call you, and if we can also give you his number. Of course, we don't just give people's numbers, yes, yes. But we'll make sure we make those contacts and see what he can do. But Tapiwa, please also just send us your number, because you did not give us your number. Give us your number so that Mr. Mavinga can contact you. We'll talk to him and see how that goes. Let's go back to Reverend Sibanda. Reverend Sibanda, talking about the hardships and all that Zimbabweans are saying they are facing, cash shortages, there's this fuel crisis. Should this dampen the spirit of Christmas?
I think it's a very difficult time for many Zimbabweans right now, because, as we know, that our economy is not at its best state. I think that, yes, the spirit of Christmas goes beyond just the economy. I think it's we need to think about the gift that God gave us, but also it's a spirit of hope. I think it's a time when we can rekindle hope that we can have a better Zimbabwe tomorrow. I think it's a time, you remember when Jesus came, God had been silent for years, and people had not heard the voice of God. And people thought everything, they would give up on everything. But remember, God came back to humanity and started to speak to them. But not only speak to them, but he came himself among men and became flesh. So it's a time of hope. It's a time of saying, even at the most difficult, at the test hour of our lives, God can come through for us.
So keep hope alive is the word from Reverend Kadenge there. Gibbs.
Then I've got Sovuk Das. He's saying, I'm watching you guys from India. I think we're far and wide, right?
Wow, yeah, indeed.
So let's go back to Reverend Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
I heard you mentioning a lot of things, you know, what you'll be doing, all those kind of carols and so forth and the vases. But I guess you forgot one thing, the Reverend's cake. So this used to be something very important, right?
The what?
The Reverend's cake Keke Ramfundisi.
Ah. Yes, it must be there.
So what's the significance of that cake? You know, all, every Christmas we'll see the cake graduate.
Well, there are churches who celebrate that way, but in most churches we don't celebrate it like that. That is the cake for the reverend. No. Well, at a wedding, yes, you can have a cake, but not necessarily on Christmas.
Reverend Gibbs wanted a cake for himself.
So going beyond that, I see that at the end of the day, we have some kind of politics that always creeps into Christianity, you know, and at this time of the year, normally there are certain churches where you end up, you know, going for the state, like attacking the government during Christmas and all these kind of things. So what makes ministers of religion have that kind of courage to actually tell the state what to do at times?
Yeah, there is nothing wrong in church ministers talking or telling truth to power. I think that is the best thing which they can do and the best gift they can give to the powers that be. So there must be a relationship between the leaders of the state and the church leaders so that they also give each other information because they are all dealing with people and the people who are suffering. And the best they can do from both sides is to listen to each other rather than talking and scolding each other. They have to be patient and send a message which is conciliatory, making people believe that there is still life. They should be hopeful. And even if things are difficult, they have to be given that hope that takes them from this year to next year. So life is not going to end as it were in this year, but it's going to continue to 2019. So the church must be very hopeful and always talk of the time to come, which may come as things will have changed. So we are hopeful that things will be all right. So we keep on hoping and hoping.
That's true. You cannot afford to lose hope.
No. You can't lose hope.
Of course, Gibbs, do you have anyone commenting there?
Yeah, let me check. I think we've got something like Bridget. Bridget, I think I read that message. Do you have anybody else?
We have Robert Muzaza, Arguti, watching from Namibia. Thank you so much. Simbarashe Kahondo, Arguti, watching from Congo. Thank you so much, Simbarashe. Majara Agri, Arguti, watching from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. All over the world. We had someone from where?
India.
Yes. Okay, that's very good.
And then we've got Kelsen Mandizwiza. Guys, I'm so happy with the show. So he's enjoying the show there. And says, we need solutions to Zimbabwean problems. And when are these solutions coming by? So
maybe really, we can ask Reverend Hussein Sibanda, of course, Reverend Sibanda and Reverend Kadenge, Reverend Dr. Kadenge, they have been preaching truth to power for many, many years. You know, very active in ensuring that the country moves forward in a peaceful manner. You know, they have not been found wanting. We should salute them there. Now, Reverend Hussein Sibanda, you heard what one of our callers said there about the crisis. Reverend Dr. Kadenge touched on that as well. What is the way forward?
I think that what needs to be done first is for our government to consider people first. I think we lack servant leadership. We lack leadership that puts people at the heart of everything. And I think that is the priority. If we can prioritize people and people's lives, and I think for me, with whatever little resources that government has, should be enough if it is shared properly among everyone else. But also the second important thing is for us, what is key is that the ability for government to be accountable, not just government, but even us as church leaders, and everyone else to be accountable to each other. And also for us to love one another. If we can love humanity, love people, we will not abuse them. We will not make sure that they lack whilst we gain. We will try to make sure that we have fairness, we have justice, and we have mercy.
Of course, Christmas is a good time to remind everyone about love.
Yeah.
Gibbs.
Yeah, good job. Okay, we'll finish the debate again. 1 minute, go up, Baba Swan.
Yes, because Kuruma Konango Tando, Wankurunguru, Jaloko Menes Kunduzan, and Alava Busai, who wouldn't have a sick father, Adan, together, Yugo Adam Kora, and then in the lessons arising to the Tuzonke. Agula Mundoza Lamba, Nga, Tina City, as you say, with Tina Sisute. John chapter 3, verse 16. Otukunukulu atanda umhlaba waze wanika umntanakhe. Utukunukulu wanika yena esala engalalutho. Ngabe nabasikhokhelayo bengakwanisa ukuzinikela benike yena umuntu asale edukeka kodwa ilizwe liphumelela. Ayikho nto ilizwe lidukeke wena usale uphumelela unguwe wedwa.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho blessing.
Maybe let's go to Reverend Dr. Kadenge as we wrap up our show. Reverend Kadenge, your last word, your word of advice to Zimbabweans in general.
Yeah, just to say we should be grateful that we have come to the end of the year when we are still alive. Yes, problems are there. They won't go away as long as we are there. So we only hope that as our leaders are working out our problems, they will solve a number of them. And if a number of problems are solved and we have less problematic ones, then we are in the right direction. So it is our prayer always in Zimbabwe that we move forward and look to Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, to help us soldier on in spite of the prevailing problems. That's what I can say.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge Gibbs.
Kukhona ungakucebisa abantu Baba Sibanda?
Hayi, ngakucebisa abantu ukuthi bantu asikhumbuleni ukuthi lesi sikhathi uNkulunkulu apha khona umntana wakhe wasale ngalalutho. Lathi asibeni ngabantu abangapha abangakhangela abanye abantu, sizinikele ukubancedisa, sikhangele ukuthi ngubani odubekayo, ngubani ongalakudla. Sithatheni ukudla kwethu siyemnika inkosi njalo iphile enhlizweni yethu, enhlizweni zethu ibe yiyo esibusayo, ibe yiyo esikhokhelayo.
Sicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa khonokho Baba Isibani.
My prayer is that we might remember that God gave sacrificially. He gave and he did not have anything left. He gave his son, the only thing that he had. How I wish that we could also give sacrificially, that we could think of our neighbors, those that lack, and give sacrificially to them, and even give what we have, the only thing that we might have, so that they might have a good, pleasant, and blessed Christmas and enjoy it. And remember that because of your act of giving, they will know God.
Thank you so much, Reverend Hussein Sibanda, and also Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge. Thank you also to our viewers and our listeners, and of course, our team behind the scenes. I'm Blessing Zulu. Have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.